Hare Krishna. Sorry about yesterday, but I had to go to the doctor for a checkup. All's well, and I'm still not up to scratch, still feeling quite weak, although well. Today we have, here's a long question, from someone called Aman in Mauritius. And he says, I have been following Mata Amritanandamayi, who showed the Leela of complete union with Krishna and also manifested the moods of Krishna. I have doubt about all those gurus who directly and indirectly pretend to be God, Krishna. Please show me the way. Also, chanting 16 rounds is difficult for me. 4 would be ideal. Some say Savitri Gayatri is supreme. Others say Hare Krishna mantra. So much confusion and I'm scared. I have searched my whole life and I'm turning round and round. Give your mercy, for my karma's bondages are blocking my advancement. I beg you to help me. 1 minute I accept Krishna as supreme, and another moment I believe this guru or that guru. What a mess. This is real Kali Yuga contamination. Save me from mental delusion. Hare Krishna. Yeah, sounds pretty confused. This phenomena of modern-day God gurus is a real curse. Andatama pravishanti jana paripashati. Ishopanishad said that these people who mislead others in the name of religion, they go to hell for a long, long time. It's very rare that people come to the stage where they're able to place their faith in someone else, in a spiritual guide. And when that guide doesn't give them the truth, but rather misleads them, they're bound for a very sorry destination. This is the statement of Shastra. And ultimately, this is where the answer really begins. What does Shastra say? What does scripture say? No doubt, we know the scripture tells us tadviri pariprathina pariprasnina sevaya. And Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that one should approach a guru. Similarly, elsewhere, the detailed qualifications of what such a guru are also stated. Samatpanishtotiya brahmanishtam. He should be brahmanishta. He should be situated in knowledge of the absolute truth. But what is that absolute truth, and where is it to be found? That we should understand from scripture itself. A person who's really serious about spiritual life, he goes to the basis in which spiritual life is described, and that is scripture. And if one studies scriptures, one will come to the conclusion that yes, one needs to accept spiritual master, and one will also come to the conclusion, at least that conclusion, that there is a God, and that God is not the spiritual, or the spiritual master is not God, but rather that he is the representative of God. Evam parampara praptam imam raja shio vidhu, that he comes in a line of specific succession. Comes from one to the other. And what does he do? So Krishna says, tadvati pariprathena pariprasnena sevaya upadikshanti te jnanam jnaninas tattva darsana yagyatvana punarmoham ivam yashasi pandava jena bhutanya seshani draksya shatmani atomai. So Krishna here says, yes, you go to him, and when you go to him, he will tell you about me, that I am everywhere and I am in everything. This is a very clear distinction. We see that a very clear distinction is being made between the Supreme Lord and the spiritual master. And the duty of the spiritual master is being very clearly spelled out, is that his business is to instruct us about Krishna. His business is not to imitate Krishna, or try to be Krishna, or to take Krishna's place, or even for that matter, his business is not to just make some kind of show and reveal some miracles to neophyte devotees. This type of revelation will only take place at the highest state of advancement, and not in public, and not available to public knowledge. So if someone really wants to know about who is a guru and who is a proper guru, then you have to know the description, you have to know the identity of what a guru or a spiritual master is. And that we find out from Shastra. So Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam and Upanishads and everyone there, we learn what a spiritual master is all about and what he's expected to be giving a disciple and the message that he's meant to be transmitting. And what is that message that he's transmitting? That Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And once we're clear about who is a bona fide spiritual master, then we go to him. We go to him and surrender him. Why? So that he can teach us the path to Krishna. Ideally, of course, that's ideally, although that may not always happen, but ideally a person, by reading Bhagavad Gita, by reading Srimad Bhagavatam, by studying scripture, should come to the conclusion that Krishna is the Supreme Lord, and should come to the conclusion that he needs to surrender to a spiritual master in order to attain the path that leads towards Krishna. Because it's not just a matter of knowing who God is, but ultimately it's returning back home, back to Godhead. And one can only return back home, back to Godhead when we become free from, as Aman here says, all of this karmic bondage, all this karmic luggage that we carry around, and that we attain pure love for Krishna and gain qualification for admittance into his home. Those who are not learned or not versed in scripture and yet pose as gurus, then they may say such things as Gayatri Mantra is supreme. Gayatri Mantra is necessary. Gayatri Mantra is necessary for transforming someone into a Brahmin, and it's a mantra that leads us to liberation. But that doesn't mean that it replaces chanting the Maha Mantra, which by its very name means that it is supreme. It's supreme because not only does it give us liberation, but it actually takes us to the spiritual world. It gives us admittance into the realm of love for Krishna. So proper understanding will be gained by approaching proper sources with a proper foundation of knowledge. That is something that one should have ideally acquired from one's parents. Of course, that's not something that happens much nowadays. But it's something that we do by study of Shastra. And when we have the proper conviction, then we go to the proper person to become trained in learning how to love the proper Supreme Lord, proper concept of the Supreme Lord. In the same way as if you want to be educated, you don't go to a university without a clear understanding of what it is that you want to be and what profession you want to attain. You don't just go there and say, teach me. And what to speak of the fact that you don't go to a non-educational institution and expect to be taught. So if you want to be a engineer, then you go to an engineer. You go to university and say, yes, I want to learn engineering. And you go through the prescribed means of being educated in engineering. It's not enough that one may say, as people say, that they have faith in God. Oh, I have faith in God. Faith in God is fine. That's the beginning stage. You have to have faith also in the process of being a mechanical engineer, for example, as an engineer, that will give you what you want in life from the material point of view. And then you invest 5 years of your life in education to become a mechanical engineer. But just to have faith in engineering is not enough. You can't build bridges just on faith. You need knowledge. And you need experience. And this is what a Brahmin is. Jnana vijnana mastikam. He has both knowledge and practical realized knowledge. And that is what is required of a spiritual master. That he's not just someone who's talking about something that he's read, but he's actually talking about something that he's realized. So Brahmanishtam, he should be situated in Brahman. But Jnana Vijnana Mastikam, he should be Vijnan. He should have direct experience, direct realization of the Supreme Lord. And if one makes that concerted effort to understand the Absolute Truth in this way, then certainly Krishna from within will actually guide that person to the right place. So I hope that answers Aman and helps him. Therefore, our recommendation is there he is in Mauritius. There are ISKCON temples there. There are so many devotees. He should go to them, and he should follow the path that they chalk out for him for advancing in Krishna consciousness, which may begin by chanting four rounds. That's all right for a beginning. But you can't say 4 rounds, 16 rounds is too much, and 4 rounds would be ideal. 16 rounds is ideal. Actually, 64 rounds is ideal. Where even better yet, Krishna says, satatam kirtayantoma, chanting 24 hours a day is ideal. And that is what learning is. You don't tell the teachers what it is that you want to learn. You ask them what should be learned. But it may be that in order to get to the 16 rounds, one needs to build up gradually. All the best, Amma. Hare Krishna.